Barbarian tribes of Rome, the Sarmatians, the origins of the Sarmatians. Now, I know I told you at the end of the Scythians that I'd probably go to the Celts, but I decided to go to the Sarmatians since these will be used as cavalry towards the end of the Roman Empire, particularly being sent to Britain. So we get a little background, then we'll go to the Celts. Now, the first reference to the term Sarmatian, or Suramonte, comes via our old friend and writer Herodotus and his histories to describe a nomadic people that lived south of the River Don and the Volga. He refers to them as being the sons of a Scythian father and an Amazon mother, which to him justified why they spoke a broken dialect of the Scythian language. The basis of this affirmation, of course, is only mythical. But by analyzing and cross-referencing the various classical authors and the archaeological data, academics have been able to conclude that both Scythian and Sarmatian tribes originated from the peoples of the Bronze Age Shrubna culture, located in the northern shore of the Black Sea and covering a large part of the Pontic-Caspian steppe, from modern-day northeastern Bulgaria through Romania, Moldavia, Ukraine, and southern Russia to western Kazakhstan. Some of the tribes of the Shrubna culture cooperated with tribes from the Andranovan culture, whose presence covered almost all of modern-day Kazakhstan, and were influenced by them culturally, which can explain why the Sarmatians spoke a broken dialect of the Scythian language. The Sarmatians, like the Scythians, were not a single unified entity, but rather a group of different tribes that shared a common cultural background. They mostly stayed in the territory southeast of the River Don between the 6th and 7th century BCE. But starting at the end of the 5th century, the Sarmatians crossed the Don and established themselves on the coast of the Sea of Azov. The close proximity between the Sarmatians and the Scythians, both in geographic and cultural terms, transpired in peaceful cooperation between the two groups of people. So much so that when Persian Emperor Darius I sent a military incursion to end the Scythian menace, the Sarmatians were counted among the Scythian allies. Although Sarmatians shared a genetic link with the latter Sarmatians, they are not the same thing, and a direct line in development can't be established between the two peoples more clearly than because the Sarmatian development was different than the Sarmatians, even though the two eventually crossed paths and intermixed with each other. The Proto-Sarmatian group of peoples originated in the area south of the Ural Mountains and ultimately, between the 4th and 3rd centuries BCE, migrated to the region south of the Volga and southeast of the Don, conquering the Sarmatians that lived there. The mixing of these people, the Sarmatians and the Sarmatians, is at the core of the origin of the Sarmatian tribes. We later see mentioned in the sources of antiquity the Arosi, Saraches, Roxolana, Alans, and the Lagezi. The Saraches were Sarmatians that migrated to the Black Sea, Sea of Azov coast, south of the Don, in the late 5th century BCE, and often appear in classical works alongside the Bosporan kingdom, who they managed close relationships with. At one point, Strabo mentioned that Saraches, during the reign of King Albaicus, was able to raise around 20,000 riders. From what we conclude, though, they were a relatively smaller tribe, so we can't confirm that this is very accurate. The close proximity they maintained between the Pontic and the Bosporan kingdoms made them the most Hellenized of the Sarmatians, and although most of their aristocracy kept a semi-nomadic lifestyle, most of the population was sedentary. The Arosi lived in the open plateau south of the Don and northeast of the Saraches. Strabo indicates that the Arosi was one of the most prominent Sarmatian peoples, and was in fact divided between Lower and Upper Arosi. The Lower Arosi, described as being able to field around 200,000 riders, and lived on the plateau south of the Don. The Upper Arosi occupied a more significant area consisting of all of the coast of the Caspian Sea, and modern studies have traced their influence all the way to the Sea of Aral. The Roxolani and Lazer were at the vanguard of the Sarmatian move westward, and all evidence points to them as being the first Sarmatians to cross the River Don. The two tribes were located in different geographical zones. The Roxolani mostly kept to themselves in the region south of the Ukraine, of the forested steppes, whereas the Oghuzi lived in the Crimean territories and the coast of the Black Sea, Sea of Azov area. Their gradual advancement westward on the Don suggests that the 2nd century BCE and lasted until the Roxolani had reached the region of Moesia in the 1st century CE and threatened the eastern region of the Roman Empire. The Alans were the last of what we call the Sarmatian tribes to appear in the Black Sea region, coming from Central Asia in the mid-1st century CE or AD. They are described as not being wholly Sarmatian and are thought to have had a tribal composition of both Central Asian and Sarmatian origins. Some authors of antiquity point to the Sarmatian part of the Alans having originated in the tribe of the Mascate, who had mixed with several Sake people and other Central Asians. So it's a real mixed culture, and we usually get the term Sarmatians from the Romans in their meetings with them. And we'll explore their culture and other things a little bit later on. Now, the source for this is the Germanic peoples, their origin, expansion, and culture by Owen, Civilization of the Celts by Launay, and Civilization of the Steppes by Conrad. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment. Check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.